What are you doing? You on the phone?
Yeah, hold on.
What the fuck, man?
I gotta make a call. Yeah, hello. It's 103.7. I would like to make a complaint. I was driving the car and I heard this song, David Bowie, and I think he should be held accountable because it's China Girl song. I think it's inappropriate. What? No, I'm not Asian. I'm just saying I'm very offended while I was driving to podcast and I hear this song. What do you mean it's not? The words are offensive. Yeah, uh-huh. The music right there.
Tell them about the opening. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
I mean, even the...
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, come on, man. I'm actually embarrassed right now. Say this out loud. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Well, he needs to be held accountable. Oh, he's dead? Oh, well, his family needs to be fired. Okay? All right, thanks. Hey, have a good day, too. Thanks, bro. Keep on trucking. You got
no... serious?
Oh, I'm so angry.
Why are you so mad, man?
And you got time?
Are you making another call?
Yeah, I could do it later.
Well, who are you gonna call now?
I want to call the other radio station. That Pina Colada song. It's
Pina Colada. What the fuck is offensive about that song?
Oh, nothing. It just really sucks.
So the people that like me, they fucking hate you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Little people like me hate you. Buckle up. It's another edition of the East Bay Insiders. Starting now.
Man, it's been a while, dude.
Oh, it's another election season, and season two has commenced. The East Bay Insiders. I'm Steve Tavares, along with the man.
I'm Sean Wilson.
And he's wearing a mask.
Oh, take it off, man. Oh, I trust you.
He's wearing COVID negative. He's wearing like the Trapper John MD mask from the old school. Like he's about to go into surgery. He's got all this.
Dude, Trapper John MD.
He came on
after Falcon Crest. That's good reference, man.
What about for the kids these days? What would we say? It's the what was the kid with like kids special and he's a doctor? What's that one?
Doogie Howser.
No.
I don't know. I don't watch.
Well, that's
my
like
kids
that.
Don't even watch TV. They watch.
That's good.
They just watch Netflix.
They watch Twitch.
Yeah, they watch some of this crazy shit.
They watch Twitch. These kids these days that can't even play the games. They just watch kids watch playing games. What?
Yeah, man, I seen my son doing that. He was watching some kid play Fortnite.
Yeah.
What are you watching? I can't stand watching you play a video game.
And I was like, oh, I get it. You're watching it for tips. So when you play, no, I'm just watching it.
Just watching it.
He's a really good player.
Oh, dude, well, this COVID crap, man, has these kids just sitting at home doing nothing, man.
Yeah, and shooting fireworks all over town.
Yeah, right?
I've had a fireworks show since June 1st in Oakland.
Hey, man, that's not... Imagine what the 4th is going to be like tomorrow.
Yo, oh, the gentrifiers that I live with, they have no idea. I'm like, serious, like, you have no idea on
you call
Saturday
the
night.
The gentrifiers?
Yeah, I mean, you can't gentrify.
That should be a show, the gentrifiers.
Oh, I am going to write still. We're going to talk about it. But, I mean, if there's nothing there, you can't gentrify it, right?
True.
You're a colonist, maybe.
Right.
But they're gentrified because they're not from here, and so they have no idea.
They don't know what they're in for.
They have no idea. They're like, oh, this outrageous. And my theory is there's no conspiracy, man, about those fireworks.
No.
It's just nobody has anything to do because they did start earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. I bet you they won't be saying it's cracking anymore. won't be using that term.
I mean,
after Saturday night.
I mean, with 2 weeks before 4th of July, that's when you definitely – that's the window for when it would be really –
where do you even get that?
I don't know.
Crap anymore. Like, you could buy Safe and Sane out here, but what they're popping off is not Safe and Sane. That's like straight up like M80s or what are they called? M100s or M1000s?
I don't know. It's like a mini version of what you see at the A's game.
Yeah, right.
But I think what happened is it started about beginning of June. And that is early. They got nothing to do. Easy to explain. There's nobody. They don't have nothing to do, man. Everybody has a job or they can't go anywhere. But I think there was a lull. Because I think these goofballs, they all said, hey, dude, look at the calendar, man. We don't have enough inventory to be blowing up stuff. So they slowed it down. And now the last couple of days, it's been going back up. And they're like, oh, dude, did you know there's this thing called calendars? I just learned about it.
I just found it on my phone.
Nobody knows about it.
Really cool.
Ooh, what are you? I should work for BuzzFeed. Have you heard about it?
It was funny. Did I what?
No.
I was going to tell you, man. So I used to have a friend. I still do, but we don't talk as often as we do.
I used to have a friend. I still like him.
He's a buddy of mine. But he used to be a truck driver, man, and would drive all across the country. And he would bring me, one year, he brought me all these fireworks, man, and he brought me the canister to shoot them off.
Oh, that's real stuff.
So I moved into this neighborhood, and first year we did it, and I didn't know these things go so high, man. Literally was a fireworks show, because you mentioned, like, you know, the A's game. Well, my kids were so scared at the time because these things were just massive. Doubles and triples. You drop them in and boom, 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 boom. It was beautiful. And my neighbors are like, whoa, who's this guy? Like, what's he doing?
So
the next year, I go out about, you know, 5, 6 o'clock. We had a party, get everything lined up. Well, I see people bringing their chairs out. So they're lining their chairs. They're waiting. And my neighbor, Chris, he goes, are you going to do that again this year? I said, yeah, I got them. So now I got the whole neighborhood, like, they're popping them off, boom, boom, boom. It was fantastic. Well, the next year we were ready to move,
so
it was like, I think we moved out like in the middle of July, so we didn't want to spend a bunch of money on fireworks. But lo and behold, man, those seats were lined up, and I felt so bad I didn't have any. I'm like, dude, I told the neighbor, I said, hey, I don't have any this year. He's like, what? No fireworks? I didn't even buy any. I'm like, great. So I said, well, let's just go to the little hardware, the little store in the parking lot, and buy a bunch of them so we can at least have some sort of show.
Get some smoke bombs.
Not feel bad. Yeah, flowers and fucking smoke bombs. Hand the kid little Twizzlers or whatever they are, the sparklers.
That's what I'm going to get later.
But yeah, man, it was fun though, man. It was cool when it lasted because those things were really, those were badass, man.
You were like the neighborhood hero, man.
I went from a hero to a zero in like 2 years.
You let everybody down. They understand. Yeah. They understand. So how you been holding up on the COVID? You still healthy?
Yeah, man, I'm doing good.
I have emphysema. Yep. That's not related to COVID.
No, that's not COVID related. But that will lower your immune system, man.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. That means that's why I've been fighting.
So you've been fighting.
It's been fighting, man. Yeah.
You're not a fighter.
I fight with my words and with my pen. I almost killed a dude and a veteran. Would have been really bad. It would have been a bad look.
Like physically, or are you talking like with your pen and your words?
With my words. With my pen.
You got to tell me about that. How did that go down?
This dude. So here's one thing, man. People already know this. Like the next door stuff, that's just stupid up and down all the time on next door stuff.
You get
right?
on that?
But here's the worst. You know what's worse? You even go like micro next door, and you go to the, the Facebook, the private Facebook page only for residents of the building, right? So it's kind of large, you know, and so I go on there, and I see this dude. He is straight up wishing death of the manager of the building. Death in this way. Like, oh, if I see her by name, she has her name. If I see her and a construction truck's got about to hit her, I will look away, you know. And calls her, I'm honorable here. I don't usually say this about women, but she is a beach. And he spells that, you know, like beach, Omaha beach. She's a beach. But the thing is, this is a new thing. I feel like I'm living. I feel like since I'm living in Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. So apparently, this is what you do. If you wish death, there was no joke about it. He was wishing death on a person just because she tells him his kid can't make a bunch of racket. Everybody complained about because his kid thinks he's a werewolf. The kid thinks he's a werewolf. He howls like a werewolf all day. I don't care. I thought it was funny.
Do you actually hear?
Yeah, he's like, ow! He's really small. He's a little kid, and this dude like starts working out. He does a spite workout in the courtyard with his resistant stationary belt, and it sounds like a swarm of locusts. So he's doing a spite. He's trying to. Oh yeah, you going to complain about me? Oh, I'm going to make a lot of noise, huh? My kid's going to be a werewolf, freaking teen wolf kid.
Teen wolf.
And so I see this, and it bothered me. I was appalled. I read it three times, man. I couldn't believe it. And then talking about she's 7 feet tall. Black woman. She's a black woman. Young black woman. She's in charge, man. It was bothering me.
Right. So
and
you
so
do?
Then a twin. So, you know, and when you're in war, you're not supposed to have two fronts in the war, right?
Right.
It's not advisable unless you're America. Strong. So I was not. I was like, okay, I'm already fighting a war with this guy smoking pot, who's giving me a smoker's cough. I've been coughing for like 3 months. He's got me smoker's cough, and he will not stop. This dude will not stop. He's got some screw loose, man. He's got a screw loose. We've been talking about this since like the third
the
episode.
Been
this
there
dude,
for a, yeah.
And so it's escalated. So he starts going on Yelp. He's supposed to go on Yelp and put in all these fake reviews about this same manager, make it sound like he's being discriminated against. Because he tells everybody he got evicted. So I guess he's getting evicted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it from smoking?
Because he don't from smoking, from assaulting people, threatening assault.
But you can't evict
verbal
anyone.
Assault.
You can't evict anyone right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they can't.
All
why
he has to do is say, I got COVID.
That's why he's still there. Yeah, and he can't go to court. He can't go to do the unlawful detainment.
You can't call the cops on him because they're, you know.
Yeah, so this is all related, right?
Yeah,
this is all related.
Got it.
The smoker dude, he starts, people start believing. They all read the Yelp. Well, didn't you have a better time than reading Yelp stuff? You already lived there, fool. So they're starting to believe him that there's this manager is terrible. And because, you know, nobody's going to like the boss.
Right.
Nobody's going to, you know, they all think. They pay so much rent that they can do anything already, so they have that in the back of their mind. They're starting to believe this guy, his total lies he's put on Yelp, that everybody's coming to get him, leaving out the stuff about him being the worst tenant in the history of the world, routinely smoking out our entire
floor.
Yeah, and our apartment, even the walk-in closet. How do you even do that? He will not stop. This has been like for 7 months. He will not stop. So then I see this other dude, talking about he wants somebody dead and it's bothering me. So I said, you know what? I'm losing the war, man.
You're losing the information war. Yeah.
Fake news does work. It totally works.
So what'd you do?
So I put a Yelp review that says, hey, she's doing her job. And this guy right here, it's all like disinformation because he got other people to put stuff like, you know, I'm his girlfriend and I wanted to inquire about living there. And she was so rude. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. What kind of relationship you have? Why don't you just live with your boyfriend? Why are you going to move into... That doesn't even make any sense.
That's stupid.
Right? So I write a longer one on this Facebook page, right? A long one where I kind of make fun of him because the dude got shot.
The dude got shot. The smoker dude?
Dude, so much thing happens.
What the hell, dude?
The dude got shot, man. He got shot.
How do you know he got shot?
He tells everybody he gets shot. And then he tells us that he got surgery on his stomach. Dude, he got a big scar. He looks like he got open heart surgery kind of scar, but it's like stomach. He gets...
Maybe he did it to himself like Dirty John.
No, I think he didn't do what he's supposed to do, and then...
He got shot for real.
Like, Corleone said, we're going to make a example of you.
Wow.
So this dude, I lay it all out. And then at the end, I say, here's all the stuff you're talking about. You're responding to fake news. And then at the end, I said, and I cannot, with good conscience, let this go. And I call out the dude for saying, wishing people dying, man, and wishing they lose their job, that's one thing. You're going to wish that they die? You're
right.
Going to be gleeful that he's... And so I think people were thinking what I was saying, but nobody wanted to say anything. And I called everybody out, says I'm amazed that so many people reserve so much complaints for increase in the garbage rates, but nobody, all these people saw this and neglected to mention that, you know,
right.
How horrible it is that somebody wished somebody dies because they're doing their job, right?
That's funny, man.
And so this dude, everybody, he's a little bit condemned. He's going to go the next day. He's going to do another spite workout, and he's going to do a workout there, and he's like, you know, like, this dude, what a kid. And then, you know, as a...
it's a great example he's setting, though, man.
I could be kind of a Latino. I know Latinos like to put on... I got family members who put on jobs when the going gets tough. They put on shows. right? I can't handle it. I'm going to fake that I fainted. So this dude, he knows, he thinks everybody hates him because he's a bad person wishing death on people. And then all of a sudden, he turns out he's a veteran and he's got PTSD and something about, he's telling people something about the light hit him in a certain way. And he was on the ground. And he's like, you can get up, get up, get up.
Oh shit, man!
Another disinformation too. Everybody's like, "Oh my god, he's got PTSD." Oh, it's so sad. Oh, you know, the light went in. It's like, dude. First of all, I'm not believing it because he never said sorry for wanting people dead, and now we're supposed to believe his little story. I'm telling you, the whole place went to. In the meantime, the pot dude, he started potting up the place again. They tell us to monitor, to tell the security guard. Security guard goes over there, and then he said, oh yeah, it smells like that skunky weed. Oh, he knocks on the door. I'm thinking he told the dude, hey, your neighbor upstairs is calling, said you're smoking weed. I don't smoke weed. What he meant is, I didn't smoke weed in the last 2 hours until, you know, 9 o'clock. It's 11:30. And then the dude knocks on the door. I open the door. He's like, sir, you know, it's very, we're trying to watch a movie, sir, and, you know, people accusing us of smoking weed, and, you know, we're not doing smoking weed. I haven't smoked weed for 2 months, 1 month, whatever he says. I just put my hand out, and I go, like a little kid, like, just stop doing it. And then after that, he starts going nuts, and he's going to kick my ass, and he's like, kick your ass, blow smoke in your face. calls my girlfriend, like, you know, all these names and stuff, and then she says to him, just clapping, she goes, we're all professionals living in this building, meaning not like you. And he goes back to her doing like a, you know, Confucius impression, Chinese impression. What is your profession? What are you? I was like, oh my god, this guy. This dude is like, you know, threatened to assault me, verbally assaulting, doing like racist like language, and he's still there. But he's gonna be going, man. A lot of stuff been going on.
Damn, your place is
busy. And then when he walks by, he gives me a look. I was like, you're a stupid kid. There's something wrong with that dude, man.
Sounds like there's something wrong with both them dudes.
How do you? Yeah, they're the one and the same. They think they own the place, and they think they can do whatever they want. Yeah, luckily, man. They're both gonna be going.
The other guy got evicted too?
No, he said he's going to leave. I don't believe it. He was already going to leave. But dude, I almost killed a veteran.
Yeah, man.
My actions led to almost. But dude.
But did people respond to what you put up
what
there?
A wimp. What a wimp. What kind of soldier is that, dude?
Well, that's seriously, why he's not a soldier.
I'm
going to
be hard right now. What kind of soldier is that if he's going to be acting like a baby and going to go and you know, put on a show? Even if he did have his episode. I was like, dude, what was he there in the first place? He was there spike biking again.
Spike bike. Did you see that dude right there? You didn't see him. He just dumped like 4 packs of cigarettes in that garbage can.
Oh, he's quitting.
I guess. I feel like looking at him like, you didn't get the memo, man? That shit is horrible for you. He's like, he's got no mask. He's like, fuck it. If I can smoke 4 packs a day, I can beat COVID.
I know. It's a good thing. Maybe he found out my story. They got emphysema, man. Now. Undiagnosed.
Yeah, that's bad.
So it's been crazy, man.
It's been, yeah.
But in the meantime, so I've been a lot of stress. But in the meantime, it's been hard to write. Seriously, I feel like I have a depression. I have nowhere to write. I can't go nowhere. Wow. I can't go outside. I can't write out in the balcony. I can't go here. It's like a low-level depression.
You're actually turning into a grumpy old man.
I got political people like attacking me for no reason, and I'm just holding it in. I'm going to let them have it one day.
Who's attacking you, Matt? Feel like sharing any names?
We got Richard Valle wants to call me out unprofessionally when he doesn't know how to read. He doesn't know how to read. Hey, another one. He's another one. He's like guilty. He's guilty. He votes to give Sheriff Ahern like 200 new sheriffs, and everybody hates him now. And then he's got to call back at me just because he doesn't know how to read when I didn't say that he was for. The countywide shelter in place.
Right.
That's not what it says. Maybe he doesn't know how to read. Maybe the words are too big for him. It doesn't say. I'm just saying that they were aware of the idea.
Right.
He's guilty.
He's guilty.
Yeah, you got Vinnie Bacon's campaign manager putting out lies, trying to discredit me.
What happened with that? I didn't.
Well, maybe we should talk about it. Let's talk about it. So this is the new season two, Electric Boogaloo, November election. So we got, this is the perfect time for.
And we're in Dublin.
And we're in Dublin.
One of the lowest COVID cities in the county.
It is. Although we wonder if maybe they follow Trump and say, don't do any more testing.
Stop the testing.
We need to keep those numbers low. But they have been low consistently.
They have been. And they've been doing some testing out here at the fairgrounds. So,
yeah, Livermore has. Doesn't Livermore have?
No, Pleasanton.
Because Livermore's number has been skyrocketing lately.
Yeah, man.
Testing, though.
I went out downtown Livermore a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I was surprised. It looked like there was no signs of COVID anywhere. And people just walking around, shooting the shit, no masks, nothing.
Like right here in Dublin?
Man, I was like, damn. Like, I told my girlfriend, I feel sick. I'm going to end up dying over a piece of filet mignon. Fuck that. I had my mask on. I looked like she's like, what? Babe, you're the only one here with your mask on. Yo, I'm the only one here that's going to live. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn straight.
Okay. When you get COVID and die, and I'm alive, there
damn
you go.
Damn straight.
Come on.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is wear a mask, man. It's very simple shit.
There's a restaurant right next, Bratzeit Local. It's like a German place right by me, like walking distance. And I'm like thinking, he's not doing anything bad or nothing. Most of it is already outdoor.
Right.
But I'm thinking, I don't think this is going to work. He doesn't seem like there's much social distancing than the limited amount of chairs he has. And these restaurant owners, they got incentive to pack it in as much as they can. So there's like a path that's a bike, like a walk path. He put two tables that are
in the path?
A two person little table in the path. So now you got to go into the parking lot to go around them. It's like Alameda County Vector Restaurant, COVID Vector, but. Yeah, man, I don't know how it's going to work. And then you got, like, George Floyd. Everything was like, nope. Okay, no more COVID stories on pause. Everybody just go crazy.
I mean, look, that's really the reason why I didn't want to come in and do a podcast, to be honest with you, man. It's like, you can't say shit. You can't say a fucking thing, man. You can't say anything. And if you do say something, it's on the edge. Oh, yeah. You're a racist. Nope.
Should we tell them our secret?
We should tell them, man. We should,
it might be too much.
It might be too. I don't think they'll understand.
I mean, what would you do if you could tell, if all of a sudden the president said, guess what? We have had contact with aliens. People would freak out.
People would freak out.
But I think we should tell them.
You want to tell them?
I think you should. Because it was you.
What did I made a comment. What did I say? Something about Beyonce?
Yeah, Beyonce. I didn't even think about anything about it when you said
it. So we had to go back in time.
We are time travelers, everybody.
We travel back in time, and we had to erase some of should
we pause? Like, let people like grasp what we just said? Because we ain't joking.
Let them take it all in.
No, not take. That's something different.
Oh man, well, you can't.
But you said something, and we had to come back, and we're back. Actually, it's happened in. I think it happened like in September.
It happened
2020.
September 2020.
So we are from the future, and it turns out, future is just like now, where you know you have to pay extra for certain things.
That's right.
So we couldn't pinpoint exactly to go back to September. I think it was 20th. We couldn't, because that was way too much money. So we just got a haphazard. They send us like, you know, 3 months ahead. It's much cheaper.
Yeah.
So we're going to wait. So in the meantime, we're going to try to fix.
I still owe Elon some money for that for that trip too, man. Yeah. I got to.
Who would have known?
Charged it.
Who would have known that guy had two wieners? And why would he tell everybody back in 2024?
I don't know.
It was so weird. But you said something about Beyonce. It was like. You liked her. You said it was ridiculous.
Man. I just said I don't understand all the hype. I mean, you know, I downloaded a song or two and paid my 99 cents for a track, maybe twice. I mean, you know, I danced to Should Have Put a Ring on It and shit. Yep. I mean, I don't know what the problem is, but apparently it rubbed someone the wrong way.
Yeah. And you lost your job.
I lost my job.
Your girlfriend lost her job.
My girlfriend lost her job. Your kids are in foster care.
Yep.
You know, it's been bad times, man. Yeah. You know?
And I only said, yep, yep, just like I'm doing now. Yep, yep.
Yeah, you just agreed. And half-heartedly agreed. You didn't fully agree. Yeah. You kind of just nodded your head, like, you know.
And I didn't get fired, but they downgraded me. Now I work for the East Bay Times. So it's... And nobody respects me.
I thought you were going to say, now you work for the Daily Review.
Daily Review. Well, same thing.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, I got downgraded significantly. Yeah. I still write the same thing, but they're like, East Bay Times, really? What did you do?
Right.
Well, we're gonna have to fix it. I'm not sure how we're going to smooth that out. That's going to be maybe a theme through this season two.
I was more surprised that Ignacio De La Fuente became the mayor of Oakland.
That was
the best, man.
It's crazy.
More so than Elon having two penises.
What is crazy too is that everything he said he was going to do, like merge Oakland with San Francisco and make everybody wear sombreros, everybody agreed with it. Turns out they didn't understand a word he said.
Well, should I?
Like you know
what I'm talking about, man. So, you know, I should, you know, when we took our trip, you know, across the country, as we took our podcast on the road, and I was like, some of the things that we saw were amazing, man. Like when we stopped in Congress and said hi to Bill Cork, that was a trip. I never thought he'd be in Congress. And then we went to Nashville and visited Haggerty, and he's the mayor of Nashville. Yeah. I mean, that was cool, man. We got
owner of the Titans.
And co-owner of the Titans, man. We got to see a football game, even though they play football differently now. There's always a hole on the line because they have to be 6 feet apart. It's a little weird. It's a passing league now.
Yeah. And so Scott was for a time, he was the head coach, but he got strangled by some guy on the Raiders tight end.
Yeah, what else, man, when we drove on our tour, man? We saw some cool shit, man.
Bill Quirk. Amazingly, Bill Quirk's one of the youngest members of Congress.
Yeah, that was a trip.
Turns out the kids are not all right.
And we should thank Rob Bonta for not prosecuting us when we got in that little scuffle as the DA of Alameda County. That was pretty cool, man. We owe him a thank you card, man. Don't forget. Don't forget.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it helps. It helps when for Rob Bonta, it helps that his wife is the governor. So.
Yeah, I know, that was cool, man. Yeah, was the coolest thing ever. I always knew she would be good. She'd go farther politically than Rob, man. But damn.
Yeah, she did. She used to call herself the better Bonta. So, you know, I guess time traveler too.
And
I don't remember.
Think it was funny that you asked him how's it being the first man of California. That was kind of jacked up, but I don't know why you had to go there, man.
Yeah,
but did you like the episode when was it Maury Povich or was it what's the one guy, man? Remember when Jeff DeBona was on there and they asked? Yeah. He was so happy that wasn't his kid.
I'm still laughing.
I've never seen him dance like that before.
I'm still laughing.
That was crazy, man.
I'm still laughing. Remember when I didn't have hair?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I know.
Now I got this luscious mane.
I love how there's like only four police officers in the whole county. That's pretty cool too, man. You can get away with a lot of shit now, man. But hey, man. Times have changed. Times have changed.
Well,
that's enough of the future. We're giving people too much, man.
This is really prefacing what we're about to say now, because now people are going to know like exactly our analysis of let's say Alameda County's Board of Supervisors race in District 1.
By the
like,
way, you're dead. You get COVID pretty quickly. Just want to let you know. You're not going to be around much longer. By Christmas, I think. Is that all right? By Christmas?
Now you're joking. We're already in 2024, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Well, we can change that. Whoever was the one.
Right.
We just don't just Purell that when they walk by.
Because she's staring at you like she wanted to eat you.
Uh-oh.
She's like, that's a very scrumptious looking man. I thought she was going to pull up a chair.
Well, now that we said this, now everybody knows that we know what the hell we're talking about.
Right.
From what we're going to talk about here. So another thing from the future. It turns out that David Halbert, who is running in that race, his actual name is David Halbert.
I learned that too. I actually liked it.
That's, he changed it later, like Stephen Colbert.
Well, he found that out when he announced that a city in France would be our sister county, And they came over, and they kept calling him Hal Bear. And he's like, you know what, man? Like Bobby Hebert, the quarterback from the Saints.
Yeah.
I like that. That ring, there's a good ring to that.
Used to be on the Oakland Invaders.
That's right. So, yeah, man, there's a lot of things, man.
Yeah, so future, man. And then we got Vinny Bacon. Vinton
Bacon.
You were so right on that thing when you start calling him Vinton, because he's really pumping up this idea. Like, he comes from, you know, this great line of public officials. His father was something in Chicago. I don't know what it was. Wastewater manager. I don't know.
Sewer treatment.
I don't know. Something. And they were trying to. Somebody tried to murder him while he was in office. So he's playing, and it says he shows the newspaper, like the Chicago Tribune, and it says Vinton.
Did you?
He's a long line of Vintons.
Did you listen to the debate that they had, the two of them?
On I did. The Fremont actually, choice or Fremont? I'll tell you what. If all debates forums at the local level were like that, oh man, we could fill a small hall. Man, that was actually very, yeah, was exciting.
I thought they were talking trash.
I thought it was a pretty good debate, man. Vinny was talking more trash.
I love when, I didn't know this. But do you know he has a master's degree in transportation planning?
I didn't know.
Yeah, man, he does. I've only heard him say that like 48 times. I didn't know you needed a master's degree in planning to know that there's an imbalance between housing and jobs. I mean, you just got to fucking drive on 580 and you're qualified to make that analysis. I mean, come on, man, really? It's the funniest thing ever.
But
hey, man, I have a culinary degree. A master's in culinary, and I can tell you that pizza right there is fantastic over there at Amici's.
I've seen your knife skills.
No, oh, yeah.
They're really like Martin Yan can cook.
Yeah, man. But that I think there's going to be a number of those debates, man. And I thought they're pretty entertaining. I thought it was good.
Hey, you think that he went a little too hard, Vinny? He was talking a little trash. He was going hard.
Like, he got riled up, man.
And especially at the end, yeah, he was actually making His closing statement. I was trying to like screen save it and I couldn't get it correct. You know, you get it like his eyes closed and you couldn't get it right, right?
Right.
But he literally was like this angry scowl on his face. You gotta fix that, man. That's scary. That's scary people, man.
Yeah, he was pretty mad.
But he was very. Do you think that's? I mean, okay, this is June. Do you think it seemed like he was shooting a lot of his bullets there? It's only June.
I think he has to be very careful with the bullets he chooses to shoot, because some of them are going to come back and hit him.
It could.
Know, and when you shoot early, you know,
yeah,
just like your girlfriend doesn't like that. Nobody likes shooting early. You know what I mean? He's shooting early. You know, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. I think what you're saying is also that he's setting the tone. He's now saying your opponent is going to now be in the position, unless he's trying to – wants him to talk trash. I don't think he wants – because I think David Halbert can talk trash in a more elegant way than Vinny will. And he did it kind of there. I don't know. I haven't talked to David Halbert after this, but it seemed to me the way I was reading it is after like the third and fourth little chop Vinny Bacon was taking that – David's thought process was to do not fight back and just, you know, do eye rolls and, you know, oh, you know, which was, I thought was the more kind of taking higher ground kind of thing is better right now.
I mean, look, I think I believe this was the first debate of many, and you know, shooting early. I mean, he better have a full array of bullets that he's going to be shooting, because if he just shot all of them in that first debate, you know, you don't really want to do that.
Yeah.
But you know, I think the strategy, if you're running and you want to distance yourself from your opponent and make a striking illustration of how different you are than your opponent, then you got to throw a couple bombs out there. But at the same time, I think David did a pretty good job just deflecting it and saying, no, you're not true. I would have went a step further when he says, oh, I heard you change your party registration. Well, do you believe everything you fucking hear? You know, I heard we landed on the moon.
Yeah. That's one. I would have hold that one down.
I would drop that immediately. Was that you? So you heard? So you're going to.
Yeah.
I mean, do your research. Like he said, do your research. I've been a nonpartisan or a declined estate, whatever he is, for 4 years.
I mean, if I was the Bacon campaign, I would hold that one to when we get closer to the election and we're all talking about Trump and stuff and say, and then I would just put that in a mailer and say, hey, this dude right here,
yeah,
he's flaming Republican, man.
Well, if he doesn't,
he was a Republican.
Unless he takes a fourth or a fifth loan out on his house, I don't know how he's going to have enough money for mail. I mean, he doesn't take money from really any special interest, although he does take money from special interest. Because last time I checked, the Sierra Club's a special interest. But at the same time, you know, if he doesn't want to take money from developers and doesn't want to take money from special interest, how's he going to have a campaign? How's he going to do mail? Mail's not free.
Do you think that David Halbert will say that thing that gets very controversial because? What SEIU is for Vinny.
Yeah.
You know, that gets very, it's a, I would say at a technical level. Well, maybe it is. A union could be construed as a special interest. I wouldn't call them that. But
I
do you think
either.
David would go there to call them a special? Because that's fraught with danger.
That's a slippery slope. I wouldn't do that. I mean, look, he can draw some sort of correlation between him saying one thing and doing something else and illustrate a number of those times in which that occurs, and I'm sure it has before. I'm not going to give David a playbook on how to be Vinny, and I'm not going to give Vinny a playbook on how to be David, but, you know, Vinton has opened himself up to a lot of criticism by a lot of votes he's taken and by getting on Facebook and, you know, tried to reopen Tesla when he said he didn't. I mean, you got to be consistent, and you have to tell the truth. You can't go out there and just start lying and talking shit. But I think Vinton feels like he has to throw these bombs and haymakers because he's not going to raise money and be financially competitive. So, you know, you need to take these forums and opportunities to get out there and blast your opponent.
Yeah, I think the Elon Musk thing is very important in this race. Because from my perspective, I believe that is actually like on the job. This that will tell you the reaction to that is how a supervisor will react. That's a real world kind of out of nowhere thing when you got this crazy billionaire who has a factory in your district, in your county, and he's coming with these wild demands that could put everybody's health and safety at risk. How do you react?
Right.
And Vinny says that it was misconstrued his tweet, and then people who support him then put this long Facebook post that was the same day, like hours later. It's a total backtrack on what he did. Because, so the reality is, you look at the tweet, he says he wants to help him if there's for it to be safe and whatever. That's, you know. But in the context, the timing of the moment, that dropped. That lawsuit idea from Musk was like on a Saturday morning. That's when the news dropped. He's gonna try to sue to open up Tesla. And the mayor of Fremont, Lily May, and Vinny Bacon both send out, one was a statement from the mayor, but then it was Vinny tweets like, I'm your council member. I could do anything you want to help. So in that context, when this dude's wants to open so badly, and he's going to threaten to extent, he's going to threaten to sue the county, and you said, what can I do for you? What were you going to do then?
Yeah.
You were going to help him open up quicker.
Yeah.
You were kissing up.
Yeah. You know, I learned, man, that you have to be very, very careful when you deal with Tesla because people have just a visceral reaction, whether it's positive or negative. I mean, people either love Tesla or they hate Elon. There's no middle ground. I mean, when that whole thing was going on, there was a lot of press and social media and everything, man. Then people, you know, love to talk good things about him, but they also like to talk bad things about him. It's. I mean, look, going back to, I don't want to just talk about this one election, but I think it's going to be a subject of our discussion for the next several episodes. But there's a lot of other races too. You got a number of races in Oakland, but I think out here in the Tri-Valley you have three mayoral races that are going to be opening up to three new mayors in the Tri-Valley. I don't know when's the last time that happened. I mean, that's a trip, man. You got Livermore, you got two guys running there, you got
Who's the other one? You got one is
Moni Knopp and Bob Warner.
That's the greatest name of the whole.
He's got a good
Moni
name.
Moni Knopp.
That's going to be a good race.
That
man.
Sounds like a hip hop artist.
And he was a former police officer.
Really? Oh.
So that
Moni Knopp.
Might not be a
and
good
the other
time
one,
running as a police officer.
The other one is a council member.
Yeah.
Right?
Bob Warner is a council member. Then you have the mayor in Dublin here.
What's going on here?
You got rumor is Arun, I don't know how to pronounce the last
Goel.
Name. Goel. And Melissa Hernandez will be most likely the two running for that. And then in Pleasanton, you have Penton and, is it Carla?
Narum.
No, it's not Kathy.
Kathy Narum?
No, it's Carla.
Brown?
Carla Brown.
Oh, but I saw Kathy Narum is like on filed and did a filing.
I don't think so. I don't
she
know. I could be
she is the
wrong.
Daughter of San Leandro.
Good knowledge, dude.
What was it? It's a different.
It's Reed.
Dale Reed.
Dale Reed.
Yeah.
The former Republican.
He's a Republican.
Chair of the Republican Party.
Back in the day, he kind of could be something. Yeah.
Well, he was part of the old group called the Sentinels.
Oh, the Sentinels.
And I remember, man, that was the old white stuffy, like, you know, you go meet at that old Jake's restaurant on Estadillo. And,
yeah.
Is it on Estadillo? Yeah, it is on Estadillo.
Like on the border?
Right there, man. In the back dark room, you had Jack Maltester. And
yeah. Maybe I should write about that.
Dale Reed and a bunch of other stuffy old dudes. They're totally fucking...
Yeah,
you know,
that would be a good story because that kind of like what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
That's where it was hatched out.
Yeah, that was like.
That's where it was like,
yeah.
The, all right. Okay.
Gilchrist. That's Gilchrist will have some stories about
like,
that.
Okay. Good job on keeping the African. No, they didn't say African American. The Negroes out of San Leandro. Good job. Area 7, you're not doing good. You have 3. What's wrong there? Do you need more help? We're going to kick you out of the Sentinels.
Isn't it the craziest thing that San Leandro is still, I don't know if they're one of what, but they're, I know a lot of jurisdictions, but they're one that you can actually lose your election by winning your district because it's voted at large, but you represent a certain district. Like, that doesn't make any sense, fucking sense
and
whatsoever.
And the officials there, they think that's such a brilliant idea.
How is that brilliant,
They
man?
Don't know that the whole world thinks that it's so stupid.
I don't know any other jurisdiction that operates like that. That's why they went to... That's why that court case happened, is to get more local representation or by more minority representation on local levels by consolidating those precincts into certain districts. So then you'd have more representation, and it's not even, it's like that doesn't play in the city of San Leandro.
It almost seems like a legislative mistake that nobody fixed.
Yeah, it's like, oops.
Yeah, they were like, oh, well, let's leave it.
It's like floating out the don't spank your kid bill and be like, oh, I was just kidding. That was a good, I don't know how that passed ledge council. Come on, man. I'm sorry about that. That was just a oops.
And then the problem is nobody literally runs for like the last 3 maybe 4 election cycles. Nobody literally runs. You have a council member, Pete Ballou. He just took over the open seat. Nobody else ran, and he just got it because he's the only one who filed. And I think it's going to happen again. There is an open seat in the Washington Manor area,
no
Benny
way.
Lee's, where there's not even anybody. I hear one person now.
Benny Lee's
dude,
not running?
No, he's termed out.
So but there's not even open seat.
There's not even a name. There's not even names. There's one guy that's on the Oraloma that I've now finally heard. But
who's that?
It's July 2nd. It's July 3rd. Fred Simon.
Oh,
he's
okay.
On the Oraloma. It's like, what's going on? Is that part of the problem? Because they have this goofy way of running.
You should move back, man. You should move to the manor.
I could just you
just put your name on there and bam, you'd be a councilman. I'd be like,
I don't know if
hey, council
live
member.
I don't like the housing stock.
Hey, council,
like
council
moldy,
member Tavares.
Moldy. Oh, I would be like the Aisha
you'd be
Wahab.
You'd be the second Portuguese dude on the council.
I'd be Aisha Wahab of San Leandro, man.
I wouldn't go that far.
They'll be like rent control.
You'd be... Rent control?
Tom Silva would be like pulling his hair out.
Oh, he would. That's a lot of hair to pull out. He'd be there for days doing that.
The rent king of the rent of San Leandro Hayward. It would be crazy. But when we talk about San Leandro, we talked about this race with Brian Azevedo.
Who's
he's
running?
The guy who has all the he got busted. He's going against Ed Hernandez, the incumbent.
That's
ran
right
against each other for the open seat. and it's going to happen again. You saw that Brian got busted by somebody because he's having an illegal food pantry, a food soup kitchen in his house, and he's cooking it, and he had no permit. Somebody blew the whistle on him. He started blaming everybody in town. But you can't do that, man.
No.
You could have that line. You could have the line of people. First of all, do your neighbors want people?
He should spin that, though, man.
It's like, not even for homeless.
Yeah, but he should spin it and just say, man, he's feeding the poor.
Well, he is, but it's just regular people. It's a campaign thing. He has his campaign signs on it. But he got busted because he's like, you know, cooking a big old pot of beans. He's got the big ass bag of marinated carnitas and he's putting it on the grill and he had no permits or no license. Could kill everybody. There could be a line. There could have been a line of people going into his house. I mean, going into his driveway, and then the same line of people waiting to go to the toilet for diarrhea. But then, so he gets busted and then he goes and he writes this like, this dude is like, he's great, man. He's great. He's great for business. And then he does this thing where he's on Facebook where he takes pictures of him working with the community. So he takes pictures, goes to the Stanley Island Marina, goes by the boats. Some guy had called. I think people think he's the council member. I think they think he works for the city. Like, hey, I've seen some sewage here. Raw sewage. Come on down, Brian. And he takes a picture. He's on the dock there. He's looking, looking very official, and takes pictures of it. And San Leandro Times writes a stupid story or a stupid headline.
They still have San Leandro? That paper's still in existence?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
And it says, according to a Twitter post, there was raw sewage in the marina. County health or whatever, the bay, or some county or city officials can't find it. So why'd you write the story for it? One. But right. Brian then says, oh, it was there. It's there. And they said, it was actually, it could be something called bay foam. And I was like, bay foam? This is probably what he gets on his latte at Pete's. Can you put that extra bay foam?
The missing turd.
So he goes, that's what I'm going to say. He's like, so he goes on Facebook and goes, hey, man, no. It was gone. It must have went. They didn't get there in time. It floated away. But there was toilet. He said, quote, there was toilet paper and a turd in the water. Quote, turd in the water. I'm like, this dude.
He said on Facebook. That's pretty funny, man.
That dude's running for.
What does he do for a living? Like, what is his gig?
I think he's like construction.
Construction,
he's
yeah.
like a foreman or construction. I mean, he's trying hard. But, dude, you got, again, literally the 46th time I've said this. I don't think what number do you think I probably should have stopped, because he's not going to listen. I'm at 46.
Probably at 4.
Yeah, 4. So I'm really
stop at 4.
I'm really hurting, banging my head against the wall here. Dude, you need to be talking about the issues of the city. You need to talk about, you know, are you going to defund or whatever? Because I would say, you know what? I don't think you care one way.
Well, I thought the city of San Diego did.
No. You know, let's talk about the defund. First of all, I think they should defund the guy who thought of the phrase, or woman, defund the police. Because, you know, there's a activist in Oakland, Kat Brooks. She's very not anti-police. She is pro, let's put it nice, pro police reform. She wants
Got it. But
she was talking about when she ran for mayor in what? 2018, she was talking about defunding the police. Even at the Express, even editors were like talking to each other, like, what the hell? She's the one that said she wants to defund the police. And we all took that to mean no police.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you going to run for mayor and say you don't have no police force? What are you talking about? Defund. If I say I'm going to defund your job at the
county,
what would that mean to you?
It means I'd be hurting.
It means they're going to get rid of your job.
Yeah, it means I'll be hurting.
It's the worst. It's a terrible.
But you didn't get the memo, man. Do you not pay attention to what's going on? Let me try to break this down for you. We live in a utopian society now.
Yeah.
Don't you know that, man? We don't need police.
Yeah.
We don't. I mean, we get cereal when we go to work. We get participation ribbons for coming in 10th place. This life is great. We don't need cops. We don't need anything. We just need everyone to get along and enjoy themselves, man. People are all good these days. There's no bad people, man. Come on. Where have you been living at, dude?
Now, don't you think
No one wants a backyard. No one wants to drive a car.
Don't you think that the people that are in office locally now who've made some sort of vote that could be construed as, quote, defund the police? And what most of these cities have done, really, tell you the truth, really, like Berkeley, San Leandro, Hayward, all they're really doing, when you say, you can't really say they're defunding. What they're going to do is, you know, they're cutting 9 million, one or almost 2 million, or what's what's 4.9 million Hayward. Really, what they're doing is freezing vacant police officer spots.
They're not expanding their...
That's what they're going to do. So, you know, like, Hayward has 12 vacancies. They're just not going to fill it, at least for the next, I believe, year. So that's what... It's not really... But don't you think the people who vote for that, or vote for budgets that included that, or say, don't you think they put themselves at grave risk the next time they're up for re-election? Let's say, so in 2 years from now, a lot of things change. We're in a recession. That's a high likelihood of what happens in a recession. Crime goes up because people are hurting.
There's no crime anymore, man. We don't need jails. Let them all out. Come on, man. What are you doing? Don't you get them? I'm telling you, people don't commit crimes. Ask my son. He didn't get his bike stolen the other day. Man, he lent it to somebody, and they just didn't bring it back.
Did you have to fill out an online report with the police?
I didn't even waste my time, man. Like, it'd be great if I get it back, but, you know, it is what it is, you know? He must think we live in a utopian society, too, because he didn't even lock the fucking bike up. So, but he's drinking the Kool-Aid, too.
I'm saying, I'm telling, these people are at risk, because what you're saying is, look at, again, your buddy, IDLF, Ignacio de la Fuente, he got reamed when he tried to run against Rebecca Kaplan for the at-large seat, what, 2012?
Yeah.
Because all she had to say, as crime was rising, that Ignacio cut the police force by, I don't know how many it was, 90, I don't know. He cut the police force because they were in the beginning of the recession, you know, 2009, I believe, something like that.
But right now, he can use that and run for council and he'd get elected.
Yeah, maybe.
That's how...
The world's changed, man.
The world's changed. It changed.
But I'm saying that's going to happen to people now, because what you're saying, the regular people... they don't dislike police. They want some kind of law and order.
Yeah.
And the problem is that what's going on now has to do with, like, murders and things. But every day, it's about, you know, stealing bikes, breaking into your car, or things, you know, stealing your catalytic converter. And now, I think in Oakland, majority of people in Oakland, the people who live there, have lived a long time, or even the people like me, who have only lived there again for, 8-9 months, I already know the place is lawless, at a low level lawless. There's like, you could do whatever you want. It's lawless. Yeah. You get your catalytic converter stolen.
That is crazy.
You just do it online form. Mm-hmm. Nobody will ever see it. Nothing's ever going to happen. It's those kind of things that piss people off. Just builds and builds and builds. So there is not this idea. There is not a sentiment across the city to say, we need less. Do we need less Oakland police stuff? They already didn't have enough. And they're not there. It's not that they're doing a bad job. There's just not enough of them. They're not there. They can't do it. They can't do the stuff.
Well, I got to tell you a story, man. When the police officer knocked on my door at 4:50 in the morning and woke me up out of a very nice sleep, he says, "Hey, sir, is that your truck parked in front of your house?" I said, "Yes." And he doesn't believe there's crime either, because he goes, "Why did you break your window to get in your truck?" I'm like, "Excuse me?" He goes, "Yeah, your window's broken." I said, "Oh, yeah, you got me. I took a crowbar to the windshield, through the window, to try to get in my truck, because I locked my keys in there." Yeah, and my AAA car just lapsed, so I took it upon myself. "Thank you for noticing, sir." Oh, he goes, "No report needed here. Let's go." Said it to his other police officer. "God, this is happening quite often in this community."
People freaking into their own.
Yeah, man. I called Geico, they said the same thing. "You're filing a claim, sir, for breaking your own window?" "Yeah, because there's no crime. Nobody broke my window. I did it." I really wanted to get my duffel bag out of the back.
I did the same thing. I cut out my catalytic converter because I thought it was more badass that it just, when I put the pedal to the metal, it goes.
I'm going to do that to mine.
And I felt like I drove too fast, you know, already. So I figured, you know, it cuts some of the power so I can, you know, I feel like I should only go as fast as one of those like lift scooters.
Man, I'm
17
gonna,
miles an hour.
I'm going to call my son. Damn it. You bring up a really good point. Hey, Dominic. Yeah, hey.
It's a very strong.
Quit playing that joke about your bike getting stolen, buddy. Come on. Tell your buddy who you lent it to bring it on back. Save me $250 and buying a new one. Yeah, okay, man. It's no problem. Let him borrow it forever. It's cool, too. All right. Okay. No, there's no crime anymore, bud. All right. You just probably forgot who you lent it to. It happens. Okay. All right, man. I got to go. I'm doing a podcast. All right, bye. Oh, hey, remind me to call KBLX. They played an offensive song. All right, bye.
Freaking yacht rock, probably. Racist.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, man. Anyway,
but
yeah.
These are real problems. But yeah. I feel like we are not. We're gonna have another civil war in another 2 years because we're not dealing with it. Hey, how many? I got two black friends of mine are like worried as hell because they think that the makers of Aunt Jemima syrup, they're gonna change the name, and they're like both said it was weird. They both said, that's my favorite. I mean, that's my, since a childhood, it's my favorite syrup. I hope they don't change the recipe.
All right.
So we're like dealing with Uncle Ben's and cream of wheat. I don't eat. Who eats cream of wheat? Except old people. And, you know, we're focusing on this stuff and we're focusing on this, just basically redistributing money from the police department. We're not dealing with the reason.
No.
They're killing people. And the reason they're, like, not thinking, it's because one thing. Policemen's Bill of Rights. They know they can get away with saying, I was scared. Oh, my God, I was scared. Okay, you're gone. You're free. Free man. All right. Don't be so scared.
I was scared. What am I missing, though,
man? Then that's it. So yeah. We need to deal with that. If they know, they must think twice. They won't be, like, shooting people, man.
Well, two things that I learned today is you're not racist because you have black friends, and isn't that what everybody said? Hey, I'm not racist. I got a black friend. Okay, great. And the second thing I learned is
have we had an African American guest
on our show? No, we have not.
Uh oh. This guy's gonna come hit us.
Oh, someone coming?
No.
Oh, all
right, we're cool. gonna have Lee Thomas. Remember? So we're okay because we said Lee Thomas is gonna come on.
Oh, okay.
And he's gonna bring some. We're gonna test his barbecue. And so
good,
we're huh? Okay.
All right, good. Whew, man.
We're gonna ask him what he thinks about Mrs. Butterworth.
Well, the second thing was that you think "Pina Colada" is a stupid song. I like that song.
It is. It's actually. It's also. It's. You know what? Really, why it's stupid? Because there's the one part when it says, you know, because it's like, it's basically, right, the song is about, like, a want ad, right?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's what the song's about. And then it says, like, do you like yoga or whatever? And then it says, do you like making love after midnight? No, we're going to go to sleep, man. It's so stupid. Who would say that? Sports Center. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I'm going to go to sleep, man. I don't want to do no hibbity-dibbity-doo after midnight. It's time to go to sleep, man.
Oh, that's good, man.
That's what I'm saying. But that's this good. Has been a. I feel like we got our mojo, and we put in those things here to change history. So our little time traveling mission is.
Well, there's more to come, man. There's a lot of shit going on in the future that people are going to be just surprised by.
It is more comfortable living now for that one thing. Like in the future, when you literally, I mean, you have your cell phone,
yeah.
But now it's like basically your cell phone is stitched into your side of your head, so it's kind of uncomfortable having like this thing is pretty heavy. Think about stitched
I know
into your skin onto the side of your head. That is so it's kind of
when
like,
I first saw that I thought it was a tattoo, but it was a real phone. But what I like the most, and maybe I'll at the next podcast I'll bring some photos that I can show of you in the future, because you look really cool driving your red Ferrari with your earring and your new hair.
Yeah, and it was all started back in June when I do you know how many even though I was in depression, I think I was low level. Do you know this is the all time highest readership ever
on your page?
East Bay
EBC
EBCitizen.com.
You know, though, I got to complain about something.
120,000 visitors.
Really? A month?
This last month. All-time champion.
That's pretty damn good.
From the Mayor Fremont not wanting to kneel to Oakland Zoo story. People went crazy on Oakland Zoo story.
Oh, I know.
And they're like, hey, Chronicle, every news station, you wrote the story after. Were you... You weren't listening to that Board of Supervisors meeting when the Oakland Zoo said they're going to lose money. Huh? So why don't you say first reported by East Bay Citizen? Because 50,000 people at that point had already read that.
How do you play that?
Liars.
If you're a supervisor that represents...
Liars.
If you're a supervisor that represents Oakland and Pleasanton, you got businesses that are dying, and you want to... I mean, how do you
that's
do
Nate
weigh
Miley,
that?
Right?
Yeah, that's a tough call. I mean, you got Tri-Valley that doesn't... You got Trumpers in the Tri-Valley that think COVID is a fake. You know, I hear from them all the time.
It's tough.
So I don't know how you do
it. I think he
that.
Played it right.
I think so.
Because if he, you know, in that meeting, you could see that Nate Miley's questions were just leading questions. And let me ask you this, executive at the zoo, how many people are from Oakland that go to your zoo? Oh, well, about 15% are from Oakland. 70% are from the whole county. Oh, yeah. So I used to say, hey, well, I think we should give them the money because it's all our...
Oh, it's county. It's the county, utilized facility.
And it's probably all those, all those strollers. If you put, like, license plate on those strollers that said from each city, they'd all be like Dublin, Pleasanton.
Yeah,
they probably would. Got nothing else to do. These screaming kids, howling like werewolves out there in the zoo.
The one memorable moment that I have with the Oakland Zoo is it's the first time I saw an orangutan jack off and try to throw his ejaculate out
really?
In public. Yeah. I think I was like six.
My cousin got hit in the back of the head at the elephant part there because he yelled that he was like, man, look at the elephant's wiener. and his dad,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was a famous. Probably the last time I went. Probably like 1987.
Yeah, I haven't been there in years, man.
1987. Years. Well, it's a good episode.
All right, man.
We didn't even talk about baseball. The A's won the World Series. It was on TV. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Every game was on.
Gotta keep that.
89.
Down.
It said 89, but I think it's now. They showed every game.
Yeah.
And yeah, I watched that. I was like, damn, this was worse beatdown than I even remember.
Yeah, right?
It was a beatdown of all beatdowns. I was like taunt. You know what's funny? We'll end it on this. This is how sick and demented we're all becoming in COVID. I was mocking people from, what is that, like 31 years later. I was mocking Giants fans who in game four, you know, they got kind of three runs. They got kind of, oh no, game three. They were getting closer and they were all celebrating. You see it on the TV. Yay! Kevin Mitchell hit a home run. Yeah, it's 8-6. Oh, we have a chance. I was going like, oh yeah, we have a chance. Maybe we're gonna win the World Series. Okay. No, you're not. I was taunting people. I was already doing time traveling.
Yeah,
taunting people 31 years later who thought they had a chance of winning the World Series. Beat down.
Amen.
It doesn't matter, Giants fans, how many think you titles you got. You still don't have four. And even if it's tied, even if they do, they'll never win fourth one. Even if they did and the A's don't still have four, that 189, man, that counts for like seven.
Oh, yeah.
Who beat exactly. your ass. You never even had the lead, man. Losers.
No, it was, what was it, a sweep?
It was a sweep, man. I don't even think they had the lead ever.
But it's because of the earthquake,
it was
man.
Tied 0-0.
It was
0-0.
The earthquake, man, screwed all, you That's know, right. That's San Francisco, what I'm, like,
yeah.
Earthquake, can't focus on baseball.
God hates them. They even wanted, like, say, hey, I hate you Giants, too. I'm going to have Dave Stewart pitch twice.
Does that image of Kirk Gibson, you know, moving his hand back and forth when he hit that home run off Dennis Eckersley to win the World Series, I think a year or two prior, does that still stick in your head, or is that just me? I had to let it go.
It did bother me for a while. I remember I threw a can, empty can, an empty can. I was so angry, I went outside and I threw an empty Coke can, and it must have went like 100 feet.
Well, they were heavy back then.
No, it was.
You couldn't even stomp on a can back then.
No. But I'll tell you what, I am okay. I was okay with it because Kirk Gibson, it took years, but Kirk Gibson's kind of a badass. So I kind of respected it, you know, like, well, we did beat the Giants. And you're welcome, Dodger fans, for that, too.
How dare you say that, though, man? Now you make me want to be that orangutan and throw my jacket on you for saying that. That's bullshit.
Well, I'm not even going to tell anybody what to do because I don't care what they do anymore.
No.
So I'm not going to tell them to go subscribe on iTunes because nobody even knows how it works.
It's too hard, man.
Maybe you should get less apps. You don't see the one that says podcast on your... What do you... You know, I don't even know what to say. Just...
I got so many apps, man. I screen surf on my on my phone. Just... screen surfing.
Well, they fix that in the future. We're not going to tell them.
They certainly do.
We're not going to tell them.
I know.
We're not going to tell them.
Who would have thought the cure to cancer was in a phone? Oh.
The East Bay Insiders. I'm Steve Tavares.
Sean Wilson.
And we will be back with you next week with another episode.
Back! And we're back!